It was one of the farms, I still remember it, but I was cut down at the copse's end, moved from my roots. Strong enemies there took me, told me to hold aloft their criminals, made me a spectacle. Men carried me upon their shoulders, set me on a hill. A host of enemies there fastened me. And then I saw the Lord of all mankind hasten with eager zeal that he might mount upon me. I durst not against God's word bend down or break when I saw tremble all the surface of the earth. Although I might have struck down all the foes, yet stood I fast. Then the young hero, who was God Almighty, got ready, resolute and strong in heart. He climbed onto the lofty gallows tree, bold in the sight of many watching men, when he intended to redeem mankind. I trembled as the warrior embraced me, but still I dared not bend down to the earth, fall to the ground. Upright I had to stand. A rood I was raised up, and I held high the noble king, the Lord of heaven above. I dared not stoop. They pierced me with dark nails. The scars can still be clearly seen on me, the open wounds of malice. Yet might I not harm them. They reviled us both together. I was made wet all over with the blood which poured out from his side after he had sent forth his spirit. And I underwent full many a dire experience on that hill. I saw the God of hosts stretched grimly out. Darkness covered the ruler's corpse with clouds, his shining beauty. Shadows passed across, black in the darkness. All creation wept, bewailed the king's death. Christ was on the cross. Now you may understand, dear warrior, that I have suffered deeds of wicked men and grievous sorrows. But now the time has come that far and wide on earth men honour me, and all this great and glorious creation, and to this beacon, offers prayers. On me the Son of God once suffered. Therefore now I tower mighty underneath the heavens, and I may heal all those in awe of me. Once I became the cruelest of tortures, most hateful to all nations, till the time I opened the right way of life for men.
Prose engages our understanding, our reason. But poetry fires up our imagination. It moves our emotions. And just as music and art touch us at a deeper level, so does poetry. I'm very grateful to Jan Rogan for proposing and now carrying through our meditation today. And I very quickly agreed with her that I wanted this poem, The Dream of the Rood, written so long ago, but still with power to move our hearts. The complete poem is very long, but Jan has chosen the heart of it, and in a good translation that we can read more easily. Perhaps you've wondered if these stones could speak, what stories they could tell, or that magnificent oak standing guard outside at the crossroads. What might have passed beneath its boughs since it was an acorn, probably centuries ago? And In this ancient meditation, what might the rough wood have said and prayed as it carried the weight of the Son of Man? I just love the descriptions of Jesus. The Lord of all mankind. The young hero who was God Almighty. The warrior. The noble king. The Lord of heaven above. The God of hosts. The ruler. The king. Christ. Dear warrior, the Son of God. So many names, each of them expressing love and devotion. And in the process, the tree, the creature, honours and worships its creator. But I don't know if you notice, the name Jesus is never used in the poem. As if the rood only knows what it sees and feels. As if it comes to this experience afresh. And it feels so much. Part of the character of wood, a tree, is its strength. I durst not bend down or break, yet stood I fast, upright I had to stand. And at the same time, the tree senses also the strength of Christ himself, who hastens with eager zeal, who climbed onto the lofty gallows tree, bold in the sight of many watching men, when he intended to redeem mankind. It seems to be a partnership, doesn't it, between tree and saviour. They're doing this together, embracing one another. So why then the title, The Dream of the Rood? Is this perhaps your dream and mine? Our own dream of the rood? Imagining what tale it might tell if only the wood could speak. This was written, of course, in the age when pieces of wood were treasured as fragments of the true cross, when they would be bought and sold for large sums of money as holy relics. Am I perhaps dreaming, holding a small piece of wood and just wondering about that day 8 centuries ago, when this very shard of wood might have carried the saviour of all mankind, the Son of God? Am I perhaps dreaming what it might say, the piece that I hold? It was long past, I still remember it, the poem begins. Or perhaps, is this the rood personified? Is this the wood itself dreaming and in its imagination going back to that day when it held high the young hero, when it was the focus of attention of all creation, when even the earth itself heaved and shuddered at the cataclysmic event that was taking place, the death of the Son of God? And it tells a tale, doesn't it? Recounts the story from first to last. The story that was once so familiar in ages past, perhaps less so today in the 21st century. And the Rood tells the story from its own viewpoint. And we see it afresh. What must it have been like to hold Jesus in his agony? To feel the weight of sin that bore him down and crushed his noble heart. The burden of the world, the sin of all mankind. I was made wet all over with the blood. I underwent full many a dire experience on that hill. And now, since then, far and wide on earth, men honour me. Medieval churches would have had a Rood screen in wood or stone, just here at the chancel arch, surmounted by a crucifixion tableau. Christ on the cross, maybe with disciples around the cross, perhaps even with thieves either side. An image of the central event of our faith, inspiring honour and worship and adoration. And now the cross, the Rood, has become the universal sign of Christian faith. And to this beacon offers prayers, I tower mighty underneath the heavens, and I may heal all those in awe of me. Once I became the cruelest of tortures, most hateful to all nations, till the time I opened the right way of life for men. The cross, the Rood, once a terrifying pain maker, a barbaric killing machine. And now, by this central act of our Saviour, transformed into a focus of adoration. For here, on this Rood, was the greatest love shown, the greatest prize gained, life itself. Today, we worship.